You're very welcome to the first Lorna Parker show of February. It's Tomás McCarthy to keep it company till 7 o'clock. Another busy hour on the way. The National Hurling League gets up and running this weekend. We'll hear from Waterford boss Davy Fitzgerald very shortly. Daisha ladies defender Hannah Power will be in studio to chat about their home clash with Meath. And later in the hour, Aoife O'Dwyer from the Ardmore GAA Club will talk about the Ireland Lights Up campaign as part of WLR's Diversity in Sport series. But first,
Sean O'Brien with this puck. Who's this one for? Straight into the hand of Mark Fitzgerald. The passage man going for a long one, but it's going to drop short. It could be dangerous. Dizzy's trying to come out in it. Rice, Shelley's dropped it. The goalie, they're under pressure. Chance of a goal. It's a goal! Rice Shelley throws herself on the ground. Dizzy Hutchinson rattles into the back of the net. Who better to get a broken ball like that? It broke. Who better, man? It's number 13 on his back. Unlucky for some, not for Dizzy Hutchinson. Our first goal of the championship goes to the man who loves to get the green flag. Dizzy, you beauty.
Yes, live hurling returns to WLR on Sunday afternoon. Kieran O'Connor will be back in action alongside Brian Flannery for our George Corbett Skoda big match, Offaly versus Waterford, in the first round of the National League. Our coverage starts at 1:45 live from O'Connor Park in Tullamore. Well, on Tuesday evening, I popped into the SETU Arena to catch up with Daisha boss Davy Fitzgerald, and I asked him firstly about how preparations have gone over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, sir. Pre-season is pre-season. We've a lot of work done. I suppose, Tomás, at the time you'll pick up a lot of injuries. When you're working that hard, you're going to pick up a lot of injuries. So we're probably just in that spell where we had to get a few weeks of tough work done, and obviously then you're missing a few bodies coming into the league. But I'm very happy. Like, just for example, the weekend just gone, we had 3 days of work and ended up a game against Kilkenny. We were beaten probably 8 points, I think, at the end. But we were after putting in 2 massive hard days that Friday and Saturday beforehand. So I'm very happy where we're at. We've worked hard. The only thing I'm worried about is just missing the, I think there's maybe 9 or 10 guys we're missing that possibly will be there or thereabouts come championship. We're missing them for the first round, but that's an opportunity for other guys in the panel. There's no point having 36 of a panel if you're not going to have guys competitive for places.
In terms of those injuries, Davey, which players are we missing now for Sunday's trip to Offaly?
So we'll be missing Darlines, probably he's looking at probably another 2-3 weeks in. Kenny, 2 weeks. Ty DeBurka into February, hopefully. Billy Nolan, another 3 to 4 weeks. Jamie, we're not sure 100% yet. He was back but got another knock, so we're not 100% sure when he'll be back. Monty, in the next 2 weeks, we're hoping. Colin Dunford is about a week or two away. Kevin Mahoney's only back training this evening, so he probably just needs a small bit of time to get back into it. Dizzy, 3 to 4 weeks away, and Peter Hogan, 3 to 4 weeks. That's what we're looking at.
On the plus side, Davey, which players have you welcomed back to the fold over the past couple of weeks?
Like, we have Stephen Bennett has actually made unbelievable progress that we didn't anticipate. We thought he might be in trouble for a while. Because the injury Stephen had, as I've said earlier on, is not good for Stephen. It's like, if he was told to quit, we'd have totally understood it. But Stephen being Stephen, I don't think people really know his character. He has absolutely been incredible. We've changed the way we train with him. He's training a different way completely. So he is working very hard, and he's actually put in a very good 3 weeks, the last 3 weeks. So I'll be expecting you might be seeing him the first week or two, but we'll probably have to manage his load going on. I think that's very important. But I'm delighted to have him, because the news we got late last year was more or less it'll be touch and go whether he play again, you know. But I don't know how long he'll play for, but the one thing is he's put in some effort, and we've just had to look at the way we train him.
I saw Caelum Lyons coming in the door there, Davey, with the gear bag on his back. How much of a boost is it to have him back involved in the squad?
Yeah, it's funny. You hear rumours all about Waterford. Caelum Lyons won't be home. Sure, there's guys gone off the panel, Irla Daly, other lads, they won't be around. And I'm hearing all these rumours, and you're laughing to yourself, and you're thinking, sure, if people want to say this stuff, there's nothing you can do about it. But all these guys are back in training. I give you a quick look at the panel there before we started this, and we have nearly everyone we could have. We're not missing, I think we're missing probably Austin Gleeson, who we explained earlier, and Conor Gleeson for personal reasons, who I think will be back at some stage very soon.
Is Shane Bennett back involved as well, Davey?
Yeah, Shane Bennett is back. He's back now about a week. He's a bit of work to do. Great to see him back. And my honest opinion, with the injuries and with the few guys back, like there's a few lads only back 2 weeks and they need a bit more work. So to do, I think it'll take us a small bit in the league. And I'd say to people, just be a bit patient. Like, we're going out in the first round, probably missing definitely 6-7 fellas that'll play a championship and another 3 or 4 that'll be right there, thereabouts. So we will be under a bit of pressure the first week or two, and we could do with as much support as possible, because being down, these guys won't be easy. But I think after that, I think from end of February on, you should be seeing a fairly full squad, and hopefully that some of the lads are just back will be in a lot better shape too. They need a few weeks work. So I'm excited what will come probably mid to later in the league and onto the championship. I'm delighted with the panel, the way they've worked, and we believe we can do something as the year goes on. We're going to work extremely hard, and that's all we can do.
Looking at the league fixtures, Dave, you have Offaly and Cork away from home, you have Clare, Wexford and Kilkenny coming to Welsh Park. What would be a good league for Waterford in your view?
Well, the league we want is to be in the top three, like, that's what we want. Is that possible? It certainly should. If I have all my panel, I'm very certain we're in the top three, if they're available for all of it. I think the first week or two is important, and I know being down the lads and named, it's a big ask. And like, we played Offaly last year in Tinner Island, so we did in a game. I think we beat them 5 points. They were pretty, and we had a pretty full team the same night. We know we're in for a battle against them, and I can think you can see with their underage success, they're coming. Like, they're coming back, and they'll fancy their chances knowing how many guys were missing. I've heard they've been going pretty well in challenge games and stuff, so they're looking forward to us coming to Tullamore. And then we've cleared the following week in Welsh Park. We're looking forward to that one as well. Being in Welsh Park is great. I'm really looking forward to getting there. And I want the crowd, like, the day we played Tip in Dungarvan, I could feel the crowd actually, the help it was to us is unreal. And once people know, like, we're going out to absolutely do our very best and be the best we can be. And I'm telling you, this team is a serious team. We have a few things, and I said this after the Tipperary game, and it was taken up in the wrong way. There's issues that are there for 3, 4, 5 years that we wanted to deal with, and players wanted to deal with themselves. And we've been trying hard to address a certain amount of them issues, you know. And we're working hard is all I can tell people, and I hope they come out and support us, especially when we're at home. We have home games this year, and we're going to be trying everything, and we're trying to give as many fellas games as we possibly can as well too.
Which issues in particular have you had to address, Davey, in the last year or so?
No, well, it's not the last year or so. This has gone on a lot longer than the last year. This has gone on, if you look back over the last 5 or 6 years, there's been issues, years where the lads wouldn't have been happy with their performance, that they would have fell down, be it in different Munster Championship campaigns and different other ones, where they've been beaten probably more than double scores in a lot of games. So that's not gone on just a year or two or three, that's gone on a few years, and we've been trying to address why that happened, that it shouldn't happen, that we should be fighting on our backs and be competitive. And while the lads, so you're playing well and then you're getting that performance and there's no explanation. So we wanted to get into the explanation. So it's not looking at Anton, only any manager or anything else. It's looking at why did this happen, and let's try and see if we can deal with it. I don't know if we have, but we're trying to address it anyhow and not hide from it.
What can Waterford supporters expect to see from your Waterford team in 2024, Davey?
I think, like, the big thing for me is that we'll show character, that we'll show serious pride and absolutely fight to the bitter end. It doesn't matter what style we play or what skill, like, in, let's call a spade, 1959 is the last time we won All-Ireland in Waterford. That's the truth. Whatever way we can give ourselves an opportunity of getting there, we do it. But to be absolutely competitive and fighting and tackling and hassling for every ball is going to be very important, that we absolutely throw the kitchen sink at it. I think that's very important. As I said, it'll probably take us a few games to get to where we need to. We're getting the whole panel back and making it very competitive. What do I expect? Probably a slowish enough start, and then to hopefully pick up as we start heading towards the championship. And we're under no illusions. Like, the big thing for us this year is we want to get out of Munster and then see where that takes us. That's the big thing. And that's that's the most important thing, is to be right there with a competitive team and to be winning the big games we need to win. The big games we need to win.
There was a bit of focus and analysis last year, Davey, on how you set up on your own puckouts and how you set up on opposition puckouts. How important is that side of the game now?
It's massive. And it's funny. Have a look back. If there's people good in analysis, see who's in the top teams for creating scores from puckouts. We won't be far off it. It mightn't look good when one or two break down, but as regards getting scoring opportunities off puckouts, we won't be far away. And as regards getting teams to hit 70 and 80 yard balls from their puckouts, we won't be far away either, which isn't a bad thing to do when you're getting it done. So that's fine. I don't mind the likes of you or other people doing analysis once you know what the end goal is. It's easy doing analysis. Look at the end goals. That's the most important thing. And hurling's a different game than what it was 5, 10, 15 years ago now, you know. So we'll be doing what we think is the best. And all we'll ask is just people get behind us, because if the negative stuff is out there, that'll seep into myself, the lads, the team. It's not easy to ignore it. We try our best. But just know that we're going to give it everything and just see where we go for the year.
Before you go, Davey, I want to ask you about a long-serving member of the Waterford backroom team, Roger Casey. This is his 30th season involved with the Waterford Hurlers. What type of character is he to deal with?
Sure, listen, Roger's incredible. I know him from my last time down here. He's been around so long. He's been a great servant. So many people that have played for Waterford have come across Waterford, have come across Roger. He's just great, man. Like, he's there every night. He'll have the van there, all the stuff will be there. He'll be there every game. Like, he's just phenomenal. So he is, and he's part of our family. Like, we try and keep our circle tight inside here, and we try and take care of one another. It isn't always easy, as you know. When you're not winning games, you get a bit of stick, and we try and stay tight and stay loyal to one another. And Roger's had a tough last year, so he has. Lost his lovely wife last year, who was incredible for taking care of our jerseys for years. So he's just an amazing man that gives everything he can to Waterford. And it's his 30th year, but as long as I'm here anyhow, I just want Roger to be around us and be with us, because he's so important. And I think you've got to value every person for what they bring to a situation. And he loves his county, that's for sure. And we love having him in here with us.
Well, David Fitzgerald, Waterford Senior Hurling Manager, thanks a million for your time this evening.
Thank you.
Lorne na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Well, John Jackson has stepped down as Waterford County Board Treasurer after 9 years. The announcement was made at Monday's board meeting in Dungarvan. The Ballydough Upper Man was elected to the role in 2015 and previously served as Waterford PRO. A massive thanks to John for all his help over the years, an absolute gentleman to deal with, and I wish him all the very best in the future. Well, after Monday night's meeting, I caught up with County Board Chairman Sean Michael O'Regan.
Many, many years, many, many roles, many, many boards John has served, and he's given a lifetime of service to the GA, obviously. Unbelievable, I suppose, servant in all the roles that he fulfilled, whether it was Board of Nogue, Score, County Board Officer, Treasurer, referees, administration, etc. So yeah, John, obviously everybody in the GA circles in Waterford and far and beyond know John Jackson, but John has decided, obviously, to step away, and we respect that decision, and we wish John all the very, very best in the future.
Kevin Ryan, the programme manager for the Waterford Strategic Plan, the Waterford Rising, Sean gave a presentation to delegates tonight. Can you tell us about some of the initiatives that the commercial arm will be undertaking for the year ahead?
Yeah, Kevin and the commercial arm, like I said, that we set up there a couple of years ago, we're really starting to kick it off now, hopefully in 2024, and the timing couldn't be better for us, I suppose. But there's a lot of income streams out there now that we're looking at, and if I can rattle through them very, very quickly, you got naming rights, signage in Welsh Park is up and running at the moment, so there's activity happening there. We also then are going to be having a new launch of the Supporters Club that we spoke about over the last couple of months. That'll be coming soon. We're also going to have a function in Waterford or in Dublin. We're not sure of yet. We're just finalising that. The big talk tonight, obviously, around the house draw that we had in 2023. So we're already looking at another similar type major fundraising activity for 2024, yet to be finalised. And think that's it, Tomás. I can't think of them all now at the top of my head, but I think we're so basically, in a nutshell, there's a lot of activities, a lot of income streams that we're now looking at and actively, you know, going after and working on hard with the commercial arm, the clubs and ourselves to get the maximum out of these income streams over the next couple of months and years.
Where are we, Sean, in terms of sponsorship of the Waterford County teams for 2024 and beyond?
Yeah, again, like I said tonight, Tomás, there's discussions ongoing, and that's, I suppose, all I can say at this moment in time. There is discussions, active discussions ongoing. They're still extremely positive for us. Obviously, we'd like to move it faster, as fast as we possibly could, but you have to respect both sides of the negotiating table. And at this moment, all I'd say is we're still talks, positive discussions for the jersey sponsorship, naming sponsorships of our county teams. And we're just kind of, as I said there, I think it was dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but hopefully in the very near future.
Lorne Na Pórca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.